Lecture 21, Peasant Life and Culture.
In the next few lectures, we'll be looking rather closely at Russian society and culture during a very critical period, the last years and decades of the old regime, and in particular, that very fateful period between after the 1905 revolution and the coming and beginning of World War I. In many ways, these were very contradictory times. They're times of crisis in Russia, but also times of great possibility, and also for many, many individuals, a time of fateful decision. We know, of course, the outcome of what happens in the course of this period. Once the war comes, anyway, we end up with the violent upheavals of 1917 that bring down the monarchy, and then within a matter of months bring down Russia's liberal democratic government. But by looking more closely, even though we know the results, by looking at the particular lives and experiences of individuals, points of view of different people during these years, I think we can better understand why this event happened. We can also understand from their own point of view how complex these times were. Even though we know the outcome, in many ways they didn't. We can see the roots of the crisis, we can see the roots of the upheaval, but we'll also, by looking closely at this period, be able to understand positive changes, the reasons many people had hope, the reason lives actually for some people improved, which will lead us to understand why some people looked very pessimistically at these years, certain that disaster was coming, and others were filled with optimism of the possibility of creating a new, better society in Russia. It's proper in trying to understand these years and people's lives and expectations and experiences to begin with the largest group in the population before 1917, indeed well into the 20th century, the rural common people, or as they're usually called, Russia's peasants. Now, as we've already noticed, educated Russians, the intelligentsia, professionals, the state, spent a lot of time thinking about and talking about the Russian common folk, or as they were called in Russian, the narod. And this is, in fact, a term worth pondering over a moment. It's a heavily laden term for Russians still today. For most educated Russians, including government officials, from the late 18th century into at least the 1940s, to talk about the narod, the common people, was to talk about Russia itself, its nature, its purpose, its character as a nation. In fact, the word narod in Russian means both the people, the common people, and it also means the nation. And when they talked, when educated Russians talked about the narod, or wrote about them, or painted, or sang, the images they created were quite varied. To simplify, one can see two large general images by educated Russians of the common people, and by extension, of the meaning of Russia, especially Russia on the eve of this great crisis. One of these images is what might be called the peasant as an icon, in the sense of an idealized sacred image. For many Russians, peasants embodied all the qualities that made Russia great, that gave it its particular moral and spiritual genius. You remember Tolstoy's image of Platon Karatayev. This is a good early example of this. Many educated Russians continued to see in the common people a deeply rooted sense of social justice, which was seen as characteristically Russian, a strong egalitarianism, and of course the peasant commune being a good example of that. Peasants were said to be closer to nature, and hence Russia to be closer to nature. They spoke of native folk wisdom, of special rationality born of everyday experience, of deep spirituality, of a sort of intuitiveness that made peasants unique and hence made Russia distinctive in the world. Even they talked about peasants' personal beauty, their personal dignity, grown out of nature. There was another image commonly used by educated Russians when thinking about peasants, and that's the image of peasants as dark savages. And indeed, this view became increasingly predominant already by the late 19th century and into the 20th. Many people actually spoke quite literally of peasant savagery, and they used this term